All right, Jet Lawrence, OzX Open champion. Yeah, you can do that. First of all, I want to say that that rhythm along the start, I saw you. Did you try to do five, or you just went long on the four?
I just went long on the four by accident. Right. Dude, that up ramp at first was a booter.
Yeah.
It had a, like, it was steep. It sent me so much more than I thought. Okay. So right.
I was like, did this fucking guy just try to do five? No.
I'll get Jesse in. And if it's still there, I'll try. I'll get him to relip it.
Look, you never want to say it's easy because nothing's easy. But tonight was just so much more calm for you than Paris or last year here, right? Like, good starts. Mossy was, hey, he was on it. But you know, it did. It was a nice, easy night for you.
Yeah, honestly, it's a, you'd say almost the riding side thing was a boring night. But honestly, you can't complain. You don't get them very often. So the riding side things were good. But like I think I said it yesterday when we were on the podcast, they were kind of saying, like, as long as I just do get good starts, execute my laps, and I think if I have fun, I'll ride good, and I was having fun today on the track. The track layout was fun, had a good flow, and just enjoyed my time while I was out there, you know. And I think it created more of a core fun memory for me. Maybe then on the outside looked like I was just going through the motion, but it was fun for me.
And I'm guessing that rhythm that I just talked about, 3-4-1, was quicker. Did you guys time it?
I don't know. Okay. Even if it wasn't, it still felt cool. Yeah. It was fun, fun basically doing it in two jumps, you know. Yeah. So it was all time. It was still fun.
Yeah, crowd was really cool. I thought, like, this was my first time here. It felt like American Supercross program crowd. Track was legit, although slippery, but track was legit, right? I mean, this is pretty close to what you get in America.
Yeah, it's like, it's very similar. The track guys do really well. I think it's like a little smaller. That's why I think I OJ'd a lot of stuff. I think they're like just a foot or so shorter, smaller than in America. But then again, it's been a while since I've been at the Pro SX kind of in the stadium. So I think compared to our ones at the farm, it's a lot shorter. So no, but it's, the crowd's always great here. I mean, we had 10,000 less than last year, and it was still stupidly loud. So it was cool. You know, I've said this multiple times already that this will be a cool memory. I think every time you look back, it'll be easy to remember the feeling that you got and just the moments we've had here, just on the bike, off the bike, and it was a fun weekend, a fun trip back.
Look, you get paid a lot of money to be here, which is awesome. But talking to Jacob, talking to your dad, Lars, you guys had a shit ton of obligations. Did it feel like a lot? Like, I mean, you did our stupid show, and then you had a Honda dinner, and I just heard, like, again, these guys are, you know, they're paying you, but was it a lot?
Yeah, Adam got his money worth for sure. We were joking about that, but no, it was a lot. But I mean, like, again, the signing things, you know, like, you got to think as a kid that doesn't get to see us, it's this one time of the year that they get to see us, you know, and their reaction of them seeing us for the first time or seeing us after how long from previous year is. So awesome to see the reaction and the joy in their eyes, their smile, their, like, even when they're shy, you still see the happiness in their face in a bit. So it's hard, you don't get that every day, and it's really cool. I think that's, like, even though, like, we could get, like, be very kind of entitled and be like, dude, I'm so over this is taking forever, you know, I'd rather be relaxing. But then again, it's like, I remember being that kid of going, oh, I'd love to see the person, let alone get a signature, you know. So, and I think that's what kind of makes me sit out there and do those hour signings and still be happy through the whole thing, because I am genuinely happy to meet new fans, new faces, and see all the different characters from the young kids.
Well, and then sometimes, like, not even your fault, your own, I'm sure you've blown off people or couldn't sign everything and couldn't do anything. Like, so in a race like this, in a relaxed atmosphere, let's try to get everything we can.
No,
you know, in America, like, you only have so much time.
Yeah, and like this one, obviously we don't take it serious, you know, so we kind of can do a little bit more of that, and even like say we still have to blow off some kids just because that's wrong. Sometimes we do have to kind of like say no to kids because we got to go do something. Sadly, like, hey, I got to go ride my bike. I'm late already. So, but in America, you know, we take a lot more time and focus into what we're doing, so it's like a little less time signing. You know, we'd love to be there, but like we're so more focused on our result on that day, so it's a little harder. But with this event, yeah, it's a lot easier to get a lot more signing in.
All right, so back to America. You're an incredible rider. You're really good on a dirt bike. Do you have things, though, like where you're like, I want to work on this? Like, obviously the bike. Obviously, we're always trying to get the bike better. But you yourself, like, your only weakness that I can think of is you take a little while to get going sometimes. You just want to get settled in before you go into warp speed. But I don't even know if that's a weakness. That's more like just, I know I can win this if I'm cautioned. But do you have anything you want to work on in before Anaheim 1?
Honestly, it's a pretty simple thing of just doing more laps, you know, when you don't know what you're working on, but your body naturally fixes things. For me, the more laps you do, you'll start to naturally go off an instinct, and just the more time and I think getting that will just be spending more time doing laps, you know. The more laps you do, the more time you get with the bike, you can look at things and go look at the texture of the dirt and go, okay, it's going to be like this, I can do this position, I can give it this much, I can... And this makes it almost a little easier to ride, I would say. So I think for me, just more track time, and then obviously I think we still got some work to do on the suspension a bit.
That's a never-ending thing.
Yeah, which, I mean, I think I was talking to either you or someone else yesterday about it. Like, I think that's a never-ending story, you know? You're always trying to tweak your suspension to make it better, but you're never going to have it perfect, so...
One thing that drove me crazy when I was a mechanic was we would go to the Yamaha test track, Chad, Villeman, Ferry, and they would ride the same 6-inch groove around the track that they had down packed. They could ride this track with their eyes closed, and it was a 6-inch groove, you know, the perfect lines. And I'd always be like, hey, man, like, you guys should go inside there and single double instead of triple, and you should try to ride a whole lap doing, I don't know. Do you do that, or do you guys fall into that trap that I used to shake my head at?
The only thing, so the biggest thing of, I do the same, okay, because of one thing. So you're so used to that line,
yeah,
so you know the bike, what it does in that line, and when you change something different on suspension, you want to feel the difference. And if you take a different line, it brings into, oh, I haven't been there. Was it that dirt, just of the loose stuff, or was it the bike? So you generally take the exact same lines, just so you know, because you can feel the reaction of like, hey, I did the exact same thing, but that kind of sent me a little more, like the rear kind of kicked back a bit more, or like it kind of had a, felt it hit a hard spot, or kind of went through and then just kind of didn't come back. And you get a better feeling of it because you know what the bike does. You're so used to that that rhythm, that line with your legs, your arms, stuff like that. So it's more, I think it's better when you keep on the same line than once after. I think at the end of the day, you go, all right, let's test it when I'm not used to a section. You know, you do different lines. You might race it. You cut down here, cut down there. And to really test it at the end of the day, you go, yeah, this is better, because it might be great on that line. Then try and race it, because we race different than we practice. And it's like, oh, it doesn't work.
Cool, man. We'll see you at Media Days.
We will.
All right, Melbourne, Dean Wilson. Look, those two Lawrence brothers were here, but you still managed to beat one of them. So, you know, not too bad.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. I'm not sure what happened to Hunter in the first race, but...
He got a really bad start, but honestly, he took a while to get going. Like I was like, oh, hey, like, oh, you got to start riding now.
Yeah, so anyways, my start wasn't amazing, but I kind of like found some little holes that I squeezed through, and
in the whoops.
Yeah, and then I was like, I think I was P5 or something, and then anyways, kind of recover for the next race because it was very close. So P2 Moto 1, which was good. Min 2 went out. Start wasn't great. Got lucky with my gaps around the first turn, just squeezed through some little spots, and I think I was like maybe sixth, and then kind of passed a few guys, and then kind of sat behind Hunter and Matt Moss, and then kind of just let that play out, didn't do anything crazy, and then
you got sucked into that a little bit, you know?
Yeah, and you know what, I just played it smart, and once they kind of were done playing cat and mouse, I just got to the spot I needed to be at, and then I just cruised, because the way the track was, the dirt was really hard, and like you kind of had to respect it, and if you push, like, I don't know, it was just I just did what I had to do tonight.
It looked like guys could really move around, right?
Right, yeah. So I just was smart, and I knew with Hunter in second, I still had second overall. And then, yeah, so good night. I'll take that, you know. Obviously, these are Supercross winners, champions. And
Matt Moss, dude.
Yeah, Matt was unbelievable. He rode really good. He's a good hard pack specialist and Australian legend and good starts. And no, it was awesome. I was happy for him.
One round left. What's your points lead?
I don't know. I almost, when I finished the race, I looked up at the points. I was thinking like, oh, maybe I may have wrapped up. I think I'm 5 points short of winning it. So, but I don't honestly look at any of that. You know, I just, just take it race by race, because you know how I am, Steve. You know, I want to win the bonus money.
Yeah, we know. At your age, let's get the money.
We're cruising for a third or fourth. We want to win. But no, I was really pleased with tonight. P2's good. So.
And move forward to get P2, you know what I mean? Move through the pack. So, you rode pretty well.
I was proud of my heat race, too. Like, I made some really good passes in that. Came from seventh to second, and no, it was good. So, and then Super Pole wasn't too bad. It's just there was a low line off the triple, and I'd never hit it before. So that was the first time I hit it, and I like kind of cased the triple. I think I could have had like a few more tenths, but oh man! Then when you watch Jet do his lap, you just feel like an idiot. You're just like, what? They're both so talented, but man, it's just like it was cool though. It was good to have them. Good crowd. Awesome event.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, buddy. All right, Phil Nicoletti, Melbourne. Not much fun tonight. Off night for you. Tough deal. But you were quadding, so there is that.
Yeah, quadding, and then looked like a fucking goon in the whoops. But I'm bummed with the first one. Had a bobble off the track, lost four places. Yep. Then I went down in the corner after the finish line, and I'm like, dude, I ended up 13th, and it just sucks because am I up to par? No, but I still feel like I should be, you know, 6, 7, 8, you know, and being up in the fight, and I just, fuck, I don't know. I just don't have it, I guess. I don't have the sharpness.
I mean, look, your qualifying wasn't great, but you're never that good in qualifying. You're a racer, right? Yeah. So
my starts were fucking god-awful. I can't, my launch and my finesse over the gate with the ruts, I just don't have it. I don't have the feel. So I might have to make a call to one of my good friends that are an engine guy back in California and work on a start map this week. I thought I could get it situated, but I'm having a hard time, and I need some help. But, I don't know. I feel really bad because the team is really great, and I'm just, fuck, I'm not performing. And it's, and I don't know if I should care this much or if I shouldn't care this much at this point in my life, but it still eats at me that I just – okay, if I get a ninth and I ride good, all right, then it's fine. But I still rode like a fucking pile of shit.
I've watched you ride a lot. It didn't look good, man.
No.
I know that.
And big. But I really thought the last one we had in Sydney was a pretty decent track, too. A little bit tighter, but I really like the dirt in Sydney. If we had the dirt in Sydney here, I think we would have had a really great racetrack. But tonight it was just hard pack slick.
You okay, so got slick?
Yeah, it was super slick. Yeah. And you couldn't really move around. Like, it was kind of hard. So I don't know if anyone made any passes because I was in fucking la-la land on my own. But, the dirt, I don't know. Last year's dirt was a lot better than this year's. Yeah, no, it is. And like I said, I don't know if I should care this much that
You should.
Yeah, you know, it's like, but again, the Craig Dack and the CDR guys, like, they run a phenomenal program. And you know, it's not just smoke and mirrors. It does look good on the outside, and even internally it works really, really well. And, I'm just trying to do my part, but the results aren't there.
Well, the live show was fun.
Yeah. The media side of everything being in Australia has been wonderful, and everyone that came out for your show was it was fucking fantastic. I was actually mind blown. Like, that side for me has been great. But, again, racer at heart, no results. That fucking eats at me more than anything. So, one more in Adelaide, and I've still been enjoying my time.
All right, Philip, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Mitchell Harrison, not a banner.
Better than that. I crashed a lot today.
Yeah,
so, we'll just come back. You know, I need to work on more starts, and then, Adelaide should be really good.
What do you think of the track?
It was, you know, a lot, like, closer. I thought it was going to be techier, but everybody seemed, like, fairly, like close together,
yeah.
Besides the Lawrence brothers. But It was fun. Yep. I thought I really wish the soil was like how it was last year, because like I'm
used to that. That's what Phil just said.
Yeah. I like the main triple and the rhythms. Yep. Like really big tabletop in one of them. It was an okay track.
Yeah. The quad looked fun.
Oh, we can do it. Typically, yeah. Yep. You're asking the question. We're probably gonna do it.
Oh, cool, man. Well, yeah, we'll get them next week, right?
Exactly. You know, there's more weekends.
Yep. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Starter,
yeah.
And I have not been able to buy a start, and it's I mean, even after the heat race, like we're changing clutches, and it's like, let's try this, let's try that, and I mean for the two mains, it wasn't necessarily any better. It was just different, and that's where it's like we got some work to do on Monday, because it's like I don't have any consistency, and that's what I'm trying to find right now, just to like grasp something to be repeatable. Because it literally every time I line up, it's okay. I'm trying something different.
Yeah, because like it's no offense to these guys, but
I'm kind of just like okay, like we got to be patient. I mean, those guys don't care, and it's like they're not afraid to bump in each other, which I'm not either. But it's like not in the air over a jump, and so. I think I was actually pretty decent. I kind of got going as early as I could. Me a lot, but ultimately it was just being in the position. Yeah.
I haven't been watching every round, but I'm following a series. Obviously, not the series you want. You're like sixth in the points or seventh in the points.
Why did you do the last round?
Okay, all right. What has been going on though for the lack of your results? Is it all starts or is it just other stuff? Like what is going on?
Vancouver was really tough for us last weekend. That was a little bit of everything. It was like, how did this go wrong? So with the Australia series, we were only supposed to do the first two in Melbourne, just for the team, and then do the WSX series. But it's honestly been, I think.
Because like last year, it seemed like you couldn't put a wheel wrong, right? Yeah,
exactly. And that's what's hard is like it's not that we've necessarily done things different this year. It's, I mean, our preparation. I think we have struggled a lot with the bike and the fuel regulations in WSX, and that honestly set us back. I mean, we had a solid months of work before we went to round one, but it was like 3 weeks of that was. Trying to get the bike to run. So it's like I had time on the 250, but it wasn't like, hey, we're like building and making changes and dialing things in. We're just like really trying to get a foundation. Right. So we've been chasing our tail a little bit, and I think that's what's hard right now is like we're still testing at the races, and that's you can't do that.
So going into the Gold Coast, we're still not probably where we need to be.
Well, so being at the Gold Coast, we're making some big changes this week with the Australian team, and we're going to spend some time at the track on Monday. We got to get our starts sorted, because the thing is, like we've got the bike running good now, and it's like we don't have an issue running, but it's like we don't have the starts there, and that's my only priority right now, because it's like,
well, so tonight you look like two different guys, right?
Correct. Yeah. Like my speed is good. I don't have an issue with riding the bike once I'm there. It's being able to put myself in a good position. That's what I'm not able to do right now.
All right, cool, man. We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir. Awesome. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Shane. Appreciate